it involved a kind of mathematics that Nick Katz is an expert in.
I think another reason he asked me was that he was sure I would not tell other people. I would keep my mouth shut, which I did.
Andrew Wiles and Nick Katz had been spending rather a lot of time huddled over a coffee table at the far end of the common room, working on some problem or other. We never knew what it was.
In order not to arouse any more suspicion, Andrew decided to check his proof by disguising it in a course of lectures, which Nick Katz could then attend.
Well, I explained at the beginning of the course that Flack had written this beautiful paper, and I wanted to try to extend it to prove the full class number formula. The only thing I didn't explain was that proving the class number formula was most of the way to Fermat's last theorem.
So this course was announced. It said calculations on elliptic curves, which could mean anything. Didn't mention Fermat, didn't mention Taniyama Shimura. There was no way in the world anyone could have guessed that it was about that if he didn't already know. None of the graduate students knew, and in a few weeks they just drifted off, because it's impossible to follow stuff if you don't know what it's for, pretty much. It's pretty hard even if you do know what it's for, but after a few weeks, I was the only guy in the audience.